The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How many people watched the Super Bowl halftime show last night with Bad Bunny? And why did he bring out one of his guests? Definitely a shocking moment. We're going to play some of the highlights after we get down with celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Michael B. Jordan and Tom Hiddleston, better known as Loki.
So hey. Birthday. Okay, so Automatic, you said the numbers are in. How many people watched the Super Bowl halftime show featuring Benito?
139 million, what? Making it the most watched Super Bowl show of all time.
That's a lot of people. That is a lot
that
of
is.
People. It was such a beautiful show. I felt like when he was first walking out, I'll be honest, I felt like he was very nervous. And we've seen him perform, and he normally doesn't, like, you don't feel that energy. It's such a big moment, and I think he's standing for something much more than just, hey, this is just a halftime show. Not that that's not nerve-wracking enough. All of the love, though. Everything was so beautiful. The wedding motif, the wedding. That was a real wedding. Audio, you told me that was a real wedding.
That was a real wedding. I felt like it felt good. It felt like love and positivity and community.
Oh, my God. The little kids sleeping on the chairs.
That's what I mean. It was just all good vibes.
I felt like I was at my family's quinceanera, at my family's wedding or something. It was so funny.
I thought it was very live, and the energy was good. I thought the performance was mid until Ricky Martin showed up. And then it felt like everything kind of amplified up after that.
So I didn't feel that way at all. I did feel, though, when he first came out, I felt his nervousness. And I think I was nervous. Like, I was holding my breath. Like, dude, we have to kill this. Like, I'm involved. You know what I mean? But that's how I felt. And then seeing Cardi B and Pedro Pascal, all the cameos. You know, I don't know that if Daddy Yankee was there or not, but I heard a little bit of Gasolina thrown in there for like a second. It was just powerful. Like, I stood up, I cried. But when he brought out Ricky Martin, like you said, wonderful, right? We all love Ricky Martin.
But Lady Gaga.
Oh my gosh.
That was the real surprise. I was like, is that Lady Gaga?
Shocking. I was expecting Cardi B, and then this happened. If the world would end me, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is like,
Lady Gaga's got a remix on her hands right there. That song's got a whole new life on her. It's got new legs.
Who knew she could salsa like that? I was like, Lady Gaga. That's what Bruno Mars.
I was like, somehow, some way, Bruno Mars is going to get himself into a Super Bowl halftime performance.
I swear, I thought he was going to come out for a second. I was like, if Bruno Mars comes out right now, I was like, what is this, Super Bowl VI for him?
Somehow, some way, he's going to get into there.
One way or another, we have to have Bruno Mars at every single Super Bowl halftime performance.
Honestly, I ain't mad at it.
And the reason that he had her on is because he met her at the Grammys. And obviously, he has so much respect for her. And they chatted backstage, and he invited her on. And that's how this all happened with, having Lady Gaga perform with Bad Bunny, because they didn't even know each other until the Grammys. Ooh. I don't know if anyone understands how absolutely emotional and powerful the love was, especially because of everything going on right now. I wish that I didn't care. I wish that I could put my feelings aside and not be an empathetic person. But that meant so much to me and to so many people. And I didn't think, you know, I want to express my emotion and just say that, like, that sign said, Otto, love is so much more powerful than any other emotion. It washes over everything like rivers and the ocean. And at the end, when he did this, oh my gosh. Shouting out the USA in the beginning and at the end, God bless America, like all of that. That's what we need right now. We need unity and we need love.
You saw what the note on the football said that he spiked, right?
No.
Yeah.
It said, together we are Americans, love.
Oh.
When he came out holding the football, I was like, all right, this is my type of pandering. I was like, that boy, he held it really good. Like, he knew what he was doing. So shout out to whoever showed him how to hold the football properly.
For real, right? I swear, like, did Benito play football? I don't even know. I have no idea.
So, but he knew how to hold the rock, so that was lit.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why was I crying during commercials last night? What was your favorite? We'll get down with that conversation after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Michael B. Jordan celebrating his birthday and Tom Hiddleston.
Oh my gosh.
He's celebrating his birthday as well, too.
Okay, so I cried like a baby when commercial with Lady Gaga singing Mr. Rogers' theme song, the neighborhood song. Oh my gosh. Because, you know, one kid's moving, the other kid's moving. You can clearly tell that one neighbor doesn't like the other neighbor. And in the end, when there was like a storm, guess what? They all came together and it was love. It was so good.
They also had that one with Danny McBride and Key from Key and Peele.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, man.
Don't forget Haley Steinfeld. That's her name.
Oh, yeah. Haley, that's what
she got to the Super Bowl before her husband did. That's crazy.
Anthony, that
her
was
husband's
wrong.
Quarterback.
What was your favorite commercial, Ant?
Mine would have to be the Backstreet Boys one where they made it look like a karaoke screen. Everyone I was kind of watching the game around, they just started singing it, and none of us really knew it was a commercial.
Yeah.
Which in the advertising world, that's what you want right there.
This is it. Okay, you know what threw me off with that was at the bottom. It said, danger. You may invest in this and everything may go to crap. I was like, what kind of warning is that?
To be honest, we didn't even know what the commercial was about. We were just too busy singing.
I always read the fine print, and I said, well, that's not good. But what threw me off is that you get that, but then you get the real Backstreet Boys with T-Mobile. And I was like, well, wait, oh, God. Clearly we know who's the better investment, and it's not the one with the karaoke Backstreet Boys. And Drewski was in the commercial. All right, Otto, what was your favorite commercial?
Oh, it had to be the Pepsi one by far.
Oh my gosh.
Where the Pepsi basically hijacked the polar bears from Coca-Cola. That was hilarious.
That was incredible marketing for Pepsi.
It was clever. It was funny. It was everything you want an ad to be.
Okay, so I wanted a Pepsi.
I still didn't want a Pepsi because I don't really like
Pepsi. Oh, I love Pepsi. I love Pepsi. You know that. I love
it, though.
Especially Diet Pepsi. Diet, in my opinion, Diet Pepsi greater than Diet Coke, but that's just my opinion.
Ooh.
I'll drink them both because sometimes you go to a restaurant that they don't have but one or the other, but I will take a Diet Pepsi any day. But the best part was when they put them up on the screen, like they got caught drinking the Pepsi, like the Coldplay incident. We all remember this.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
That's what I'm talking about. It had to be the best commercial of the night. I don't know if it was
the Dunkin' commercial.
Oh my gosh.
Ben Affleck, Jen Aniston, Tom Brady. Who else was in it?
I guess pretty much like all the 90s sitcom legends.
Well, the Urkel guy.
Joey from Friends.
Urkel.
George from Seinfeld. Urkel, yeah.
Rachel
Carlton
from Friends. Jaleel White, yeah. And Jennifer Aniston.
I didn't like that one is that Ben Affleck pretty much stole Ross's line, the whole "we were on a break" thing. Well, I was like, dude, if you guys didn't use Ross's line, you got to have Ross in the commercial.
Well, not only that, Ben Affleck stole Good Will Hunting. Where was his buddy? What's his best friend's name? What's his name?
Matt Damon.
Where was Matt Damon during this whole thing?
He wasn't written into the TV script, okay?
But the best line had to be Jennifer Aniston.
You like donuts?
Yeah.
Well, this is my new boyfriend. How you like these nuts?
Oh, yes.
She was so good.
The way that she put Tom Brady against the glass was the best part.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. I felt like they really brought it this year. I felt like everything was really, from the Bud Light and Whitney. I mean, that was really good. You have to admit, Post Malone in that one. And what's the quarterback's name? I'm sorry, guys. He's a Manning. When the Bud Light keg fell over. Oh, anyway, somebody call me. 877-730-DCS.
I don't think I saw that commercial.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. And then the Matthew McConaughey. Oh, my gosh. That one with Bradley Cooper. Have they ever worked together before?
That was my question because I feel like I've never seen them. And early on, when I first heard about Bradley Cooper, I'd always get him and Matt McConaughey confused. So it was cool to see them in a commercial together.
It was hilarious. I loved this part.
You're never going to convince me that football's selling food.
So what do you say we just squash this beef?
Beef's food, so squash.
Since last year or the year before, they've been doing this spoof that football is about food. Like it's tricking people to eat food.
Yes.
One of my favorite commercials. All right, have we missed one? Was there one that really touched you? Like the Lay's potato chip? Why was I crying over potatoes? Or was
the
there
one that made me cry? The only one that made me cry was the Epstein survivors.
Oh, Otto, that one was so powerful. I will say, the one thing that's bringing people together is that right there. The survivors deserve to be heard, and the people who did that to those women deserve to be prosecuted and put in jail. All right, what did we forget? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text us now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
An American iconic beverage is being discontinued after 80 years. 80 years! Otto's giving us the deets. Inside Food News, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Progressive Studios, I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Hey, congratulations. Obviously, everybody's talking about the big game yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks saw a Super Bowl champ. Yeah.
Hey.
But for me personally, it was a halftime show. Anyway, Otto, what do we have for food news?
Minute Maid is getting rid of its frozen orange juice concentrate, the product that they have, you know, that everyone had in their refrigerator or their grandma had.
It's your freezer. Your freezer. You put it in there and you take it out. Made that sound. You put it in a big pitcher and you add, I think it was 4 parts water of that same can. You stirred it all up. And it was so delicious. Why?
It was delicious.
Why are they discontinuing it?
After 80 years, Coca-Cola, who owns Minute Maid, has decided that they are not going to have any more frozen products.
So there was a time in my life that my mom relied on assistance. And you would get those frozen concentrate juices. And I loved them.
I feel like you guys are kind of not talking about Minute Maid orange juice like it should be talked about. All right, guys.
What?
It is the reason. It was the first ever frozen orange juice concentrate. It made orange juice accessible for everyday people.
How do you know that, Anthony?
First one in the game to. You guys know why. I'm a loyalist to Foods That Built America. All right?
Okay.
I know all this stuff, guys. It's the first time. Until then, orange juice was a luxury. All right? And now Minute Maid is turning their back on a legend, and I don't understand why. I don't get it. It's whatever.
I'm going to build on what you just said. Okay, did you know that the Florida Food Corp company actually started this, but they started as a powdered orange juice, and the U.S. Army said that's not going to work for us. So they ended up going to the frozen concentrate because of that.
Oh, wow. Mm. I did not. How did you know that since you don't watch the Foods That Built America, Otto?
I read it in the article.
All right, all right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right. It is National Hangover Day.
Oh, it is.
The day after the big game is National Hangover Day. Actually, this is the most called in day of the year.
What's worse, a food hangover or an alcohol hangover?
Oh,
alcohol.
Food hangovers are tough. Oh, I don't know, dude. Food hangovers are tough.
You know how bad alcohol hangovers are? I don't even drink that much anymore. I hate them. When I was 22, I was good. But now it's like, no way, man.
I might be with you, Ed. That food hangover, and then you don't have any Pepsi or any Tums or anything. That is,
dude, you got the upset stomach and the heartburn. Oh, my God. Double whammy.
Alcohol. I'll eat food. In fact, I'll wake up and eat the leftover Super Bowl yummies that are still on the table. All right, what else do we have?
Hey, we also have National Pizza Day.
Yeah, let's get more of junk in our lives after yesterday.
I think I had enough pizza yesterday.
Yeah, I'm done. All right, what else?
And I guess, fine then, if you guys want to wrap it up on Oatmeal Day, we can do National Oatmeal Day.
Yeah, we should have left.
You really saved oatmeal for the last one?
Well, I thought it was going to be more of a conversation until you guys really were like, oh, I'm done with pizza. So
we're not wrapping it up. We're going to talk about Black History Month. How about that? Fritz Pollard and Bobby Marshall were the first black players in the NFL, breaking the color barrier in 1920. Pollard was a running back and also the first black quarterback in 1923.
Oh, wow.
So some great information there.
What were their names again?
The day after the big game. Fritz Pollard and Bobby Marshall. If you want more details, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Shoot me a DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So excited. We are calling Sirmati now to get our spiritual forecast for the week. Sirmati, welcome, welcome. Happy Monday.
Woo! Happy Monday.
Hi, the day after the Super Bowl. Okay. Look, okay, if you would like a free psychic reading right now, call us up, 877-730-DCS1. Before we get our spiritual forecast for the week for all of us as a collective, you said someone in particular is listening right now that needs a special message. What is that?
So the message was, you're sleeping with the enemy, girl.
Oh, no!
You're sleeping with the enemy.
No!
And it's not, it could be metaphorical, but the energy that I'm picking up from you specifically, there's a lack of boundaries, okay, in your relationship. And this relationship is actually more draining on your energy, more draining on your life. Your resources are being taken. And this person is really there taking so much more than they're even providing and giving back.
They're taking advantage of your heart.
Yes.
Oh, your love.
Yes. And so it's time for you to sit back and contemplate what your actual purpose of this relationship is. What lessons are you learning? Because you're actually just moving through the motions and not really taking account as to what's happening and how you're actually being depleted. It's time for you to really take into consideration moving away from this person. But I want you to really sit and contemplate. Ultimately, the decision is yours. And I just see how drained you are. You're tired. And that's really the message that you need to receive. And your spirit guides really wanted me to deliver. It's like they love you so much and they just want you to love yourself that much more.
Monty, I feel your passion with this. You're like, get away.
Yeah.
Think about your own worth and your own value. Now, Monty, it has been a very tough this year has been tough. So is that vibe going to continue during this next week for our spiritual forecast for all of us as a collective?
So the energy is getting more tense because the closer we get to February 17th, it's going to get more intense because February 17th is actually the eclipse, the solar eclipse.
Oh, okay.
And solar eclipses affect things in our lives and also on a world scale. But the closer we get to that date, the more intense we feel, the more energy we feel. But also, solar eclipses ramp up energy. So this is going to be a very fast-moving week. I also got the vision of a cowardly lion. Spirit is really trying to convey that this is not the time to give up on your journey. This is a time to persevere and endure. And to remember that courage does not mean to be that you're fearless, but it just means that you do it despite of being scared. So don't be afraid of the things that you see. Fix your own life. Like, it's already within your heart to really continue on the path of love and decide what journey you're going to take in this life.
I love that you referenced the cowardly lion because he was afraid the whole time, but he still went on his journey despite the fear. So don't hold yourself back. Now, if you'd like a reading with Seer Monty, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. She'll give you a free reading here on the radio, but I would love for you to connect with her. She has spiritual classes and helps you get more in tune with yourself. Follow her at Illest Divinity on Instagram. Monty, thank you so much, especially because it's the Monday after Super Bowl and everybody's hungover. And here you are with us.
I'm good.
I love you, girl. Talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.